Well, I know it's only 2021, but we're already looking into 2022. And as you can see on the screen, today we have a presentation by several presenters. We're going to be talking about serving global, serving local here at Southwest Bible Church for 2022. We've got a lot of exciting things to be looking forward to. And Jesus led us to bring the gospel to the nations. And we do that here, and we do that abroad. Let me open in prayer, and then I'll read some of his scripture. Lord God, we thank you that we can bow before you. I thank for my brothers and sisters in Christ here who care about you, who care about the gospel, who care about your mission. Lord, would you guide us as we have this presentation, as we talk through what could happen in 2022. Lord, only you know the end from the beginning, and you know what's coming ahead. But help us to get the message out and get well informed, be prepared for the year ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, when Jesus was telling the folks in Acts 1:8 that the Holy Spirit was coming, he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to even the remotest parts of the earth." And that's what we're on mission about here at Southwest Bible Church. For us, our Jerusalem is right here in the Portland metro area. So Jake's going to come up and talk about what serving local is going to look like for us coming in summer 2022. But we also have Judea and Samaria and the remotest parts of the earth. And we've got five different missionaries of ours, global outreach workers, that have requested us to have teams. And so we'll give you a little briefing on all of those. And all of us are called to pray for them, and all of us are called to reach them. So I want to read one other verse that I thought was good. When Justin was preaching through Luke 14, he pointed out that there's this slave, and the slave said, "Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room." And the master said, "Go out into the highways at once and along the hedges and compel them to come in so that my house may be filled." There's still work to be done. We anticipate we have 2022 ahead of us. The Lord could come back today. That would be great. But we're preparing some things we need to be thinking ahead to. So we're going to start with Jake coming on up and telling us about what Serve Local looks like for 2022. And so here you go, Jake.
Well, good morning. I'm used to the kids yelling back good morning really loudly when I say that. So sorry, it's habits. Hey, well, it's good to be with you and to be able to talk about kids ministry for next summer. And that's really exciting for us because when one summer ends, we immediately begin planning the next one because we have a lot of things going. And when I was thinking about what to talk about as we think about serving globally and locally and as it relates to children's ministry at the church next summer, I thought a fun place to start would be last summer because last summer really was amazing, and I feel like we never really got the opportunity to talk about that. And so I wanted to give you a couple highlights from last summer before we look forward to next summer. So I don't know if you remember this. You probably saw this graphic pop up on the screen in spring of last year, but with all the different changes that we saw in 2020 and 2021, we had to make some adjustments and some changes, and so we came up with this new event last summer in 2021 called Summer Blast, which we essentially tried to take a 5-day, 3 hours a day, so 15 hours of VBS programming and fit it into about four, which is an adventure, to say the least. And so we had a really good time, though. I'm going to show you some pictures in a minute, but it was really powerful to get hundreds of kids together. On our registration form, we asked, "Do you attend church anywhere? If so, where do you attend?" And just large percentages of people who don't attend church regularly, lots of families who are unreached coming to this event. And when you have hundreds of kids running around, one of the things you don't think about is, "I should take a video of this that is high quality." So, but I was scrolling through my iPhone camera roll, and I found something that I wanted to show you guys. And it's actually a video just from the back of the room of the kids worshiping the Lord during Summer Blast. And what I want you to pay attention to is the words that are in this song, because in the middle of a pandemic, to hear kids declaring what's true about God and worship is really powerful. So you guys can roll that video and just enjoy a little glimpse of Summer Blast with just a little frame of the kids. So go ahead.
I can get,
there's something powerful about in the middle of a pandemic hearing kids they can count on God. And there are a couple moments hearing hundreds of kids sing that I almost teared up listening to it because it's such a powerful proclamation of faith in the middle of a world that needs it. So we can learn from kids and their simple faith and worship of the Lord. So that was great. Anyways, hundreds of kids. The other cool thing you'll see about that video is just the volunteers that you saw going for it, you know, really going for it, those hand motions, and the people that it took to make something like that possible. So thank you for doing that. That was an amazing outreach. We had a good time. We inflatables and space skits and all kinds of fun things. So it was a really good time. And then last summer, the other big highlight for us was Adventure Camp. And that was our fifth year of Adventure Camp. And it was a record-smashing year of Adventure Camp. Highest attendance, most kids per week, most staff, most everything that has to do with Adventure Camp. And so it was a lot of fun. In the COVID era, Adventure Camp is something that never stopped. We did it, actually, a normal summer for us is 11 weeks. We did 16 in summer of 2020 to account for some of the school closures. We did a full summer last year, and it really was a great summer. I have a story I was going to tell you guys. If you talk to any of the staff who were part of this last summer, they just have stories of kids coming to faith, kids being discipled and just having good relationships. But a specific one I got this week was a text message about a particular child that we had at Adventure Camp for two summers, summer 2020 and summer 2021. Actually, two kids, both of whom have been in the foster system and in a partnership with Christian foster parents, and one of whom who had been in 16 foster homes by age six and just really in a difficult situation, one of the most difficult situations that we had worked with in kids ministry. But the good news this week that child and the other one have been adopted into full-time homes and accepted Jesus as their savior, which is super cool. So, you know, just the efforts of the staff and the people who worked with those kids tirelessly and patiently to share the gospel with them each and every day, the opportunities are just amazing. So that points us to summer 2022. We've been hard at work figuring out what does this upcoming summer look like for us as we continue back to just wanting to see more ministry happen. And so we're excited about the return of our half-day camp program. So Summer Blast was the stand-in for that last year. If you don't know what that is, half-day camps, that's just our generic term for vacation Bible school around here. It gets a cooler name. It's going to be Superhero something. We're still working on it. It's going to get a cooler name than half-day camps. But we're going to have two of those. We're going to have a kindergarten through second grade one, and we're going to have a third grade through fifth grade camp this upcoming summer. Those dates are almost final, so you can almost take those to the bank. But it's going to be a really good time. We're going to have 3 days of each age group, and we're going to pack those days full of games, crafts, outdoor time, skits, lessons, songs, team cheers, and competitions. It's going to be really, really full mornings. And I'm actually going to skip ahead a little bit. The last time we did a superhero camp, this is what it looked like. And that was just the first week. Here's the second week. And so these really have an amazing potential to reach a lot of kids with the gospel. And the reason we feel like these are important, aside from the adventure camp program, which is the all-day camps, is we see these reaching a completely different group of kids. So that group of kids that you see in these pictures are different than the group of kids that we have at Adventure Camp. So this whole different segment that we get to reach with the gospel and the next generation is amazing. And as you look at this picture, you'll see lots of staff interspersed in there because it literally takes a small army to make this happen. So we have group leaders, people who go with the kids. We have activity staff, those who run games, who lead crafts, who do amazing experiences with the kids in different classrooms. We have a nurse's station that requires people with that experience to be staffing it at all times. We have check-in staff who welcome hundreds of families and make them feel welcome in our church and our building and get their kids registered in a safe way. We have a security team that makes sure these things go off safely and without a hitch and kind of protect our campus while this is happening. So there's so many opportunities to get plugged in next summer. And we're going to have a lot of information rolling out about these camps in the upcoming months ahead. So that's something you can keep an eye on. I'll have a little information of how you can send us your information immediately in just a minute. And then I'll just talk about adventure camps for next summer too. We've been preparing that actively. We're getting ready to go with those camps. And we actually are ready to go with our themes and dates as well. And so we're going to be having these camps. Here's all the dates. We have a Northwest themed camp, a science camp, hall day extravaganza. We're going to work through Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and 4th of July in 1 week. So that'll be a party. We're going to do a sea-themed week, a storybook, fairy tale type week, a geography week, an art week, a secret agent week, and then a big summary week at the end. And so it's going to be really fun. These are our 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., plus a little before and a little after, all-day camps, 5 days a week for all of these weeks, with the goal of getting these kids plugged into groups where they have Christian young adults who care about them and want to share the gospel with them. And how we make that work is an awesome team. This is a segment of the team from last year. We took a little beach retreat at the beginning of the year, and it really is an amazing team. We hire on a group of college students to make this happen. And so from the beginning, we've talked about this like a mission trip. Like, it's a mission trip you can go on, but you stay here and you get paid for it, which is pretty cool. So if you know someone who's looking for a ministry job in the summer where they can join a team, learn about ministry, learn about kids and youth, invest in some young lives, this really is a great opportunity for older high school students, college students. We've had older adults, empty nesters, join our team for stints before as well. So there really is a lot of opportunity to join the full-time team. And then so there's that apply for the staff team. Applications will be open later this month for that, with all the details on dates and requirements and things on our website. But there's also opportunity to serve. What's really helpful is when we have some of these more difficult situations with campers that we need some extra support with, to have people who will come in for a few days and just help us in these groups. So if you're looking for a way to serve, you can do that in the Adventure Camp program. A really specific way that you can serve that I really love to throw out is if you're willing to go get your commercial driver's license. That would be amazing, because we always need more bus drivers. So if you are an empty nester or someone who has the time to go get your commercial driver's license and serve in that way, and you love driving big U-Hauls, then it's basically just a giant U-Haul full of like 70 kids. So it's great. So you can do that. You can go get your commercial driver's license. I'm serious. The lunch team, we have to feed an entire staff and camp full of kids. And so if you want to come and prepare lunches, that's just two mornings a week typically that you come in. You just make a bunch of sandwiches and things like that. That's awesome. You can come do that. We've had people before, like for our science-themed weeks, we've had doctors come in and do little classes with the kids about how you are made points to Jesus and things like that. So if you have engineering background, science background, doctor background, if you're a world traveler and you want to come talk about geography, whatever it is, there's ways that you can also just design an activity to help with the kids as well. So there's all kinds of opportunities ahead for next summer. And I'll just finish with this. The best way to get prepared for next summer is to serve today. And let me tell you why. Is our Wednesday nights and our Sunday mornings are all exceeding our March 2020 numbers. So we're back. And we have the need to double a lot of our classroom sizes immediately with our staff. So if you're looking to serve next summer, the best way you can get prepared is to serve today, because in 45 minutes, we're going to have a literal building full of kids who are ready to learn about Jesus. And we're not talking about kids who have a junior Holy Spirit or a junior member of our church, but they're full members of the body of Christ, those who have trusted Jesus, who would greatly benefit by investment from loving adults who love the Lord and care about them and want to show them what it looks like to follow him. So we have opportunities all over the place right now. You can go to serve.stubible.org, and there's a form there you can fill out. You can either say, I want to serve now, or you could say, send me more information when next summer gets closer about how I can be involved then, and we'll put you on a list. Or if you have specific questions, you can always just email swkids@swbible.org, and we can get you plugged in immediately how you're looking for. These roles carry some requirements, some background check requirements, some having to have been at the church a certain amount of time to establish that you're here. But there really are a lot of areas, even if you haven't reached those goals yet, to start now and just do behind-the-scenes stuff as well. So we'd love to chat with you. So thank you for the time, and we're going to talk about how we can serve globally now, which will be a lot of fun. Carl.
Thanks so much, Jake. Well done, well done. Yeah, lots of information. I didn't mention it earlier. We are recording this presentation. You're probably thinking, oh, I wish somebody else was getting to see this. We'll be putting it on our website. And so if you're trying to feverishly write down notes, you can go back and review these things and the dates that he shared. He's right, though. We're going to switch over to global. The Global Outreach Committee was meeting, and we said, let's talk to our global outreach workers and ask, what could we do to help augment their ministry and help them fulfill what God's called them to do throughout the world? That's really the focus of our short-term trips. And we had five different ones get back to us, as Justin mentioned last week. And so this one is the most formed, and so I'm starting with it because I've actually got applications for this team right here. We've got team leaders in Mike and Jan Brand. He can't be here, otherwise he'd be presenting. But he gave me some bullet points that he wanted me to get through with you guys. And you can be praying for the team. You can be considering whether you would go yourself. And so, yeah, Marshall and Catherine Brown are requesting this. This is going to the Czech Republic, which internationally sometimes known as Czechia nowadays. That's a new thing they're going by. And so why do this? Mike says, we are coming alongside the church that Marshall and Catherine helped start. They're very often reaching out to a largely atheistic population around them. And the camp they put on every other year is a big draw for both sharing the gospel and follow up later. In some ways, just showing up is a victory. And to the degree we can share the gospel with those around us is a bonus. You do get to share the gospel over and over and over at this English camp. And this is a very fruitful ministry. Many of us have gone to it. We've done it many years. They used to be on a two-year on, one-year off rotation. And so this is the year that they're on. So what about this one? This is approximately the first, 10 days or so of July, and maybe the last couple days of June. What will it entail? Teaching various levels of English to various age groups. And so this is for anybody that wants to come. We've had people, high schoolers come serve at this, and all the way, I think, into their 70s. If you can travel overseas, you can sit in a circle and talk about English and talk about God and the Bible, you can apply for this team. So what else will it entail? Making connections with students. And the Bible is the curriculum that we're covering as we're teaching them English. Stories from the Bible, discussions around what God's teaching in those stories. Czech English camp. What else would it entail? Well, following the lead of Mike and Jan Brand, they have gone before and they've agreed to lead the team this year. So I'm really excited to have them in place. They've got this really well thought through already and good conversation with those in the Czech Republic. It will also entail training in the months leading up to it. Training in how to teach English, getting used to the curriculum that you'll be teaching, but also training in evangelism. If that's not something that you feel real strong in yet, Mike Brand is one of our gifted evangelists that's always going out regularly sharing the gospel with strangers and with people he knows, and he's a gifted trainer as well in evangelism. What a great team leader. And what else? Well, they make videos almost every time, and I've got one to show you, so you guys can roll the video. So a picture says 1,000 words. Well, that was 1,000,000 words right there on what you can expect. You can see it's a family camp. Rose and I went in 2007 with our 4 kids. Our youngest was, I think, 4 at the time. And so there's places for everyone, because it's their whole church going on a family camp, but having an English teaching element to it. And so that's what they do. Where is it going to be this time? They're going to be nearer to Prague this time. And so Czechlakovice, which is the where the church is that Marshall and Catherine have helped plant, is right outside of Prague. And so it's part of the Prague metropolitan area there. And when you're staying in Czechlakovice, you would be staying in a hotel. When you're at the camp, Mike says the cabin, it's cabin lodging. They're comfortable, but they're not air-conditioned. But the climate of Czech Republic is really similar to here, the landscape and the temperature and all that. And the meals in the group dining hall. Who will go? 6 to 12 people eager to share their faith. And we often team up with another church in Florida, and I think we're planning to do that again this time. And I'm just curious on the who. If you've gone to the Czech English camp, can you just stand up? Because we can't say everything about it, but if you've done the Czech English camp already, you can already see some of these people that did it, and you can be asking them about it. Just spot those, or you come to me and talk about it as well. So he says decent English grammar skills, and that means really basic stuff, like you know the difference between a noun and a verb kind of thing. Faithful servants in our church community. Again, that's, you know, we're looking for our global outreach short-term teams to be people that have shown faithfulness in little here. And not that what we're doing here is little, but it's smaller than being entrusted with going overseas on a short-term trip. And so we're looking for faithfulness locally. And likely we'll need to be vaccinated, Mike says, just because the Czech Republic's, they're that way in that one. How to join? Apply to request an invitation to the team. Like I said, I've got 20 invitations or applications up here. If you're curious what kind of questions we're asking about, feel free to grab one. You don't have to turn it back in. The way the process goes is, though, you fill out the application and turn it into the team leader, and then we evaluate the different people that have applied and go through the application process, and then the leader would invite you to join the team or not at that point. And at that point, once you've got all the information you can have, you can even still say, oh yeah, thanks for the invitation, but I'm thinking I'm not going to go, or I'm going to go. So that's how the process goes with our short-term teams. You would be committing to building a personal prayer and financial partner support team, which is a really valuable thing. And thirdly, commit to covering the financial means that don't come in. So if you have questions about the Czech English camp, then you can come talk to me or any of the people you just saw stand up. But I want to turn things over to Justin, as he is going to talk about our next opportunity that Paul and Linda are requesting and some folks we know. So here's Justin.
Well, this next trip is kind of geared more towards high schoolers, but a lot of you know high schoolers, maybe have some in your family, or you could just be praying for this as we seek for younger people to get to go be a part of doing missions. Several years ago, we started praying about an opportunity that could be ongoing for high schoolers, because we kind of want to have a ramp up for students who are interested, saying, maybe God's calling me to missions. What would that first step look like? Will they be serving here? But what would it look like to then go and do something internationally? And then how would they grow from there? And so this is really a trip for students who are thinking, I want to do missions. I want to see what that would look like. And hopefully for some, this will be what piques their interest to the point where maybe they would be called full-time to be global outreach workers. So initially we started this trip with that in mind. And when we first did it, we were supposed to be going to Nicaragua. And then the riots broke out there, and a lot of parents didn't want their kids to be in riots. So we had to pivot, and Paul and Linda called the church they had partnered with in Costa Rica and asked what it would look like for us to go partner with them. And we, with like months ahead of the trip, switched where we were going with no idea what it was fully going to look like. And it's turned into a pretty cool thing where we go into the schools and do evangelism. I went to a nearby park to do evangelism and partnered with the church down there to do that. This year, we got a call from two of the people that Paul and Linda have partnered with there, and Sylvia and Luis. And they asked if we would be willing to come down and partner with their children who are actually at a Christian school in Costa Rica where not all of the kids are Christian. In fact, they said about 30% of the kids come from Christian homes, about 70% don't. But the school is Christian, and they actually want to have a group of Christian students come down from the U.S. To spend the week in their school, as they say, evangelizing their kids is what they want us to do. And so it's a very open door, a school asking us to come do this, to come share the gospel with their students. And so this is a picture of the team that we took a couple years ago, right before COVID. And this team, we were in a public school, so it looked a little bit different. This time, we're going to have a little bit more open door and free reign to really do some evangelistic stuff, which will be really exciting. We're going to be partnering with a Christian club down there. That says up there about 20 of these kids who are seeking to be missional. So in the midst of this Christian school, they have a Christian club of kids who really want to see their classmates come to faith in Christ. So we'll be partnering with this club, participating in classes, and then helping plan what they're calling Bible Week. So at the end of the year, in June, what they're doing at the end of the school year is they're planning this week they're calling Bible Week, which is a week where they basically have their kids just taught the gospel all week rather than normal classes. They want all 70% of those kids who don't come from Christian homes to really get exposed to Jesus. And so we would go in and help with this week. So it would be pretty awesome. We wouldn't be competing with other things going on in their schedules. So the dates aren't necessarily nailed down, but we're looking at the very end of June, most likely, because that's when they are having Bible Week. And this would be an opportunity for high schoolers, probably upperclassmen, but feel free to talk to me if you have a student who's anywhere in high school, but most likely upperclassmen for the purpose of evangelism at this school in Costa Rica. So we're nailing down details now, so be praying for us, be praying for the leaders of it, and then be encouraging your student if this would be something you'd feel like it would be the right step for them. We'd love to have them join. So,
thanks, Justin. So as Justin mentioned there, that's a discipleship opportunity for the youth of our church, the high school youth. The next one that we have is even less defined. And again, this meeting was really coming together initially because of, we knew summer of kids ministry and the Czech trip. And we thought, well, let's see what we can share with the congregation to be praying about these other ones. John and Mary got back to us and said that there's two different trips that they could see us partnering and helping with the strategic elements of his ministry. And the one we're leaning toward is in Hungary, and this is a month-long, more like the English camp, but a month-long English camp. They call it Speak Out, and has a week of training and orientation at the beginning, and then three separate weeks of English camps that the people would go there. So this is, of course, more suited to somebody that can take a month out of their summer and go somewhere, like a college student, but anybody that could do it, I think, is welcome at these Speak Out summer camp, English camp. They'll be doing evangelism, but they also emphasize that these two will be have a discipling element to it where they're investing in the staff team that ends up going to that. So that's Hungary. You can be praying about Hungary and be watching for more details as that comes together. But now I want to bring up Rod as he wants to talk about what he's thinking for ahead.
Thanks, Carl. In Romans, it's written right at the end of the book, "Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." The Bible is about missions, and it's about going to the most lost people. And it's great that we have all these different opportunities. This is a map of Central Asia there. Central Asia is one of the most unreached places in the world. If you look at, if you go on Google and find out the most difficult places to be a Christian in the world, you'll see Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan in the top 10. And then right down the list a little further, you'll see Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Kazakhstan. So unreached people groups are unreached because they're difficult to reach. And if someone who is in a culture that has the gospel, that has a church, doesn't go, then these people won't believe. And so some of you know in August, September, we had our first trip to Tajikistan. We took four great young men from this church and did ministry there for 3 weeks. So that was launching Southwest Bible's ministry in Central Asia. Some of you know Margie and I have worked in that area for about 15 years, and God's calling us back. And one of the great things about this area is that in all of those stans that you see there, Russian is still the main language for 60 to 80% of the people. And so we can use the Russian language. So here's our plan for the summer. I have no idea how this is going to work out because of COVID and politics and because it's a difficult area, but this is the plan. I plan to go back there in March with my friend Rashid Kadyrov, who some of you have met. He was here for 3 weeks, and we helped him raise support. And many of you that are here gave generously so that Rashid is fully supported now. Rashid is Uzbek, and so I'm going to go to Russia. He works in what they call Northern Asia. It's St. Petersburg. There are like 5 million Tajiks and Uzbeks there that Rashid ministers to. So we're going to go there and minister for 2 weeks. We hope to go to Uzbekistan after that and then Tajikistan for a week after that. And as a result of that trip, we'll know what our summer project's going to look like. The plan is that we'd go sometime in June and that we would take a very small group of people, of young men and women. You can pray. We'd like you to pray. You could give to maybe support some of these young people. And some of you might get to go. Here's the plan right now, based on what we did last summer and how I see it ahead. We had three major ways of outreach. The English Basketball Association, E-English, as you saw, we have two projects that are English-oriented. You know, if you're from Mexico and you go to Tajikistan, not very many people are going to show up to learn Spanish. If you're from Germany and go there and set up a German club, nobody's going to come. If you're from Finland, you're out of luck. But if you're an English speaker, you can go to a place like Tajikistan or Uzbekistan or Afghanistan. People want to learn English, and so this is one of the advantages we have. So all over Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan, are private English academies where people pay to come and learn English. And we have a picture of our first meeting at one of these English academies. I think we have it. I have to click a button? Okay, that's impossible. Just the arrow. Bottom right. Okay, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Whoa! Okay. This is an English club at an English language center. So we did it. We went into a couple of classes and just did some basic stuff. Mason really impressed people with his English. I couldn't believe how good his English has become there. He's a really great teacher. So the guys are sitting up there in the front, and we had over 50 students at the center come out to a little English club we have. In this group, you can see there's some religious girls who are religious Muslims. By the way, everybody in this area is Muslim. And this is one of the reasons why it's one of the most dangerous places in the world, because you know about Islam. But these young Muslim kids came because they want to learn English. And up on the far right, up at the top, is Hamid. Hamid was an Afghan refugee who's come to Tajikistan to escape from the Taliban and was there learning English. And Gary Lau and I met with him and got to share the gospel with him as a result of this meeting. So English is one way. Number two is, I can do it, basketball. Okay, this was Rashid's idea was, hey, we planned to do some bike riding. Some of you know I'm a cyclist. We never rode a bike there. I never got my bike out of the box. But we played basketball. We rented a gym and invited guys that we met to come and play basketball with us. So see, these are some of these guys there. There's right in the front is Shahrukh, okay? You'll also, if you go, you'll get to learn some really cool different names. You will meet people named Sherzod, Dilshad, probably 5 or 6 different Muhammads and other really cool names. So Shahrukh is there in basketball. He'd never met a Christian before. None of these guys had ever met a believer in Jesus Christ. But we came and played basketball. One of the guys shared their testimony. Mason Benintendi, who's never played high school basketball, did a slam dunk in the middle of the game. Can you believe that? That was pretty impressive. And so afterwards, we took all the guys out to dinner, and we shared with them about Jesus Christ. It's just the beginning. We're in contact with all these guys. I've written to some of them. One of the guys came from one of the high-up valleys in Tajikistan called the Wakhan Valley. There are no believers among the Wakhan people, but this guy came to play basketball with us, and maybe, if it works out, we'll get to go up to the Wakhan Valley and do some ministry up there. So English basketball, the English Basketball Association, the A is Afghan refugees. Some of you were aware of the news this summer that things were happening in Afghanistan and the American troops pulled out, and people were fleeing from the Taliban. They've actually been fleeing for the Taliban for years. And in the middle of this picture, the guy in the black shirt, he's between Rashid and myself. His name is Mohammed Rizzo. Mohammed Rizzo worked with the American Army in Afghanistan. And the government that was put into place by the Americans or allowed to develop there never got control of all of Afghanistan. And so Mohammed Rizzo lived in an area where the Taliban were still in power. And he fled 8 years ago to get away because he was threatened with death. Mohammed Rizzo has become a Christian. And so we got to share with all these guys. On our first day, we went to this refugee camp. It's more like a refugee village. They're not living in tents, but they're living in really crummy, undeveloped apartments. But we got to share with all these guys. Mason shared his testimony on the first day. We arrived at 3:30 in the morning, jet lagged at noon. We were talking to these guys in an Afghan refugee camp. All these guys heard the gospel. We had this amazing conversation in English, Russian, Tajik, Arabic, and Hebrew. My Hebrew came in handy because these Muslim guys would quote the Quran in Arabic, like that was some kind of a great authority. And I thought, I can play that game. So I would quote the Torah to them in Hebrew and then explain to them what it meant. Man, we had this really great time. So unreached peoples will only be reached if someone leaves their culture and goes to a place which is hard to reach. And I guarantee if you go to Tajikistan, there will be no air conditioning in the rooms. Okay, no one will speak English. Well, some people will speak English. There won't be any Christian groups or Christian families to work with. But you won't have to wear a mask because Tajikistan is the most unmasked country in the world. Everybody's had COVID there, so it's totally safe. So you don't have to wear a mask. So that's a big draw. I can see some of you are going like, yes, we'd like to go there. So pray for us as we make plans. Think about maybe giving and supporting someone to go. And lastly, Margie and I are hoping that we ourselves can move there at the end of the summer. This is not worked out yet, but the plan is to go for 6 months and live in Tajikistan. We'd like to take a small group of students with us to do a semester abroad who will learn Tajik and share with young Muslims there in Tajikistan. So we hope that'll work out, but more information in the future. Thank you, Carl Stubblefield.
Thank you, Rod Powell. So I said there was five requests. I'm pulling up this slide for the fifth one. Just between last Sunday and this Sunday, we learned that this trip that we've done before as a church, it was helping with some childcare and some worship at a conference for global outreach workers in what we call creative access nations, where we can't give first names even if it's going to be on the internet. Things like that. And so last word is it's not looking good, not so much because of COVID, but because of the unrest in the safer country that they go have their conference at. And so anyway, if you know of who that's talking about, you can be praying for them. But yeah, do be praying for all of our global outreach workers who are facing many different things around the world. So moving forward, I just want to summarize by saying, you know, we all can be praying. We can all be preparing for what our part will be in this. If we're not a goer, we're a prayer. And if we're a prayer, we can also be a giver and an encourager. You might be thinking, I know somebody that should be applying for one of these, and they might not think about that themselves, but you can challenge them and encourage them to apply for one of these trips. So connect with those presenting to learn more about it going forward. Keep tuned in to our website. That's a picture of what our website looks like, where our list of short-term trips are. Watch for future informational meetings for trips as they do come more solid. And watch for and prepare for ways to partner with those called to go through prayer and financial giving and encouragement. So I'm going to ask Jake to come back up here and close our time in prayer. Thanks, Jake.
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the ways that you're working in your church, both in Beaverton and all the way to the ends of the earth and in all these different places that we've talked about. We thank you for those who have gone long-term, who are global outreach workers of this church. We pray for them. Lord, we just lift up these short-term trips that are going and the opportunities here at this church next summer with kids and outdoor Sunday evenings and all these things. Lord, would you give us a vision for how we can be involved, how we can give, how we can pray, how we can go? And Lord, just pray that you would give us just ideas of how we can be a part of what you're doing next summer. So Lord, we just pray that you would just be going before all these different trips and working out all the details. Lord, we give you the praise and glory for what's going to happen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming.